According to the authorities, 42-year-old Tina Waddell was attacked by a man on the trail last week. Waddell is still in the hospital. In 2006, Jennifer Ewing of Sandy Springs was killed about 2.5 miles away from where Waddell was beaten. Ewing's sister, Paige Slocum, says the trail is dangerous.
The only safe way to be on the trail is with a group or a gun. And if you have a gun, you have to know how to use it and be willing to use it. Or either you don't need to be out there alone. You need to be in a group.
The trail runs for nearly 62 miles in Georgia from Smyrna through the Alabama state line. But the longest stretch of the trail in Georgia is in Paulding County. That's where Waddell was attacked and Ewing was killed. The Paulding County Sheriff's Office has 3 deputies assigned to the trail from dawn to dusk. Paulding County Commission Chairman David Austin says there are 4 to 6 cameras along the trail in Paulding County.
We are now in the process of upgrading those cameras from analog to digital, which gives you a clearer picture.
Austin says Paulding County is increasing the number of cameras on its stretch of the trail. But Austin also says walkers and joggers need to be aware of their surroundings, and that might include not wearing headphones.
Even our sheriff's ridden in the smart car and gotten as close as 10 to 20 feet from people, and they don't even know that he's there.
Waddell's family has set up a fund with SunTrust aimed toward helping pay medical bills. A couple of businesses near the trail may also hold events to help pay for the medical costs. John Lawrence, WABE News.